In a story heard first here on 1110 KBND News, it's a big announcement from the city of Bend today. The council will vote next Wednesday on a resolution that will delay the controversial surface water improvement project. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb talked with Mayor Jeff Eager.
Bend Mayor Jeff Eager says several big factors have changed since the council decided to go forward with the $68 million project.
Yeah, one of those is that the economy is still bad. People are still very much hurting in Bend, and the economy hasn't improved as we all had hoped. The second is that there's been in the last 6 months or so, there's been some indications that the regulators are approaching these issues with a little more flexibility.
As for water ratepayers, if the original project goes forward as planned, city officials were projecting rate increases of about 15% in the next year. With this new resolution, rate increases would be much lower.
The rate increase for 2012-2013 would be 5%, and in the years following, it would be something more like 3%. So a significant decrease in the rate impact of this project.
This new resolution that Eager describes as a compromise will be voted on next week at the Wednesday night City Council meeting. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.
A Bend real estate agent who does about 70 short sales each year is reacting to controversial foreclosure bills in Salem. Kip Lohr says the two bills, which originated in the Senate and were debated in the House, probably wouldn't do much to help the struggling homeowner. One bill was mandating that a homeowner facing foreclosure would have a face-to-face meeting with their lender.
Sitting down with a representative from any of the major lenders in a room is not going to change the fact that a lot of those folks simply are not able to keep their homes any longer. And that representative is certainly not going to be a decision maker. Even in the short sale process, I deal with a negotiator that is just my counterpart. We're document collectors. We are folks that make sure the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. But the decision maker is a lot higher up the food chain than either of us.
Lohr says of all the government assistance programs that he's dealt with recently, he's seen one program work in Deschutes County. It is a program that allows qualifying homeowners to essentially short sell to themselves and buy back their home. Representative Jason Conger of Bend says one of the final bills passed by the House will go a long way to encourage business to come to Oregon. House Bill 4040 coordinates all the investment efforts in the state so that our taxpayer dollars are used to a maximum benefit.
Very good bill in the sense that we're already spending money in a variety of ways to try to encourage startup businesses and try to encourage businesses to grow and succeed and create jobs in this state. This will help to coordinate all those efforts and really to build a foundation so that we can be competitive with other states who are already doing this.
Congress says now some of the red tape business owners complain about will be streamlined and a central port for investment resources will be established. Another candidate is running for the Bend City Council seat being vacated by Tom Green. Tom Green is running for Deschutes County Commissioner. Victor Chudowski has decided to run for City Council. He and his family moved here from the East Coast and he served on several city committees.
I've been really concerned about Bend becoming a kind of an unaffordable place to live, becoming more expensive to live here. I want to really keep a cap on these rate increases for water and sewer, and just there's a lot of upward pressure on city spending in general that I feel I really need to keep a lid on.
Victor runs an education consulting company, Caldera Research in Bend. The big blast of winter during the past week brought in 49 new inches of snow on Mount Bachelor. Bachelor spokesperson Andy Goggins says the season started weak, but is now back on track.
Right now, our total base depth at West Village is 138 inches and about 142 at Mid-Mountain.
And how does that compare to what you typically are this time of year?
We're right above average in terms of total snowfall. And right now it's looking like we've got, with the base depth that we have, it's set up good for this time of year. And we're looking forward to a great second half of the season. We've got a lot of fun events and a lot of activities planned between now and the end of May.
Goggins says the quality of the snow is also impressive right now. It's very light and dry and more typical of the snow normally seen in Utah and Colorado. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.